Habla usted Spanglish? Larry Torres.
Grandpa was caught vandalizing el convento. Oiga, Gramps, began Canutito late one afternoon to his grandfather.
¿Cómo que Gramps?
His grandfather said sternly back to him.
In the olden days, you would have had to have called me abuelo or abuelito or grande. But now andas con que Gramps.
Sorry, Grandpa, said Canutito, somewhat crestfallen.
En los tiempos de más antes, said Grandpa Caralampio to him, the elders used to be mucho más estrictos. If they asked you for a dipper of water, you had to bring them el agua and then stand respectfully con los brazos cruzados until they had drunk it all up. After they were done, they would take the last few gotitas de agua from the bottom of the dipper and bless you with them.
Los tiempos must have sure been different in those days, sighed the little boy.
Let me tell you, said his grandfather to him. I remember que una vez, when mis amiguitos y yo thought it might be kind of fun to play un joke on the nuns who lived in el convento by the side of the road. We wandered todos los caminitos, from ranchos to cuesta, looking for empty beer cans. Oh, we picked up todos los Schlitz, Coors, Pabst Blue Ribbon, y Nihai that we could find.
Grandpa, stammered Canutito, how did, Nihai get in there? I thought that was una grape soda.
Oh, my friend Procoro picked them up by mistake because he didn't know la diferencia, and he stuck them in the saco with all the others,
came the reply.
In any case, we went, and we dumped all of the cans of beer in the yard in front of el convento. We wanted people que venían a la misa in the morning to think que las hermanas had gotten all pedas the night before.
Canutito started giggling at the thought that people would think that the nuns had gotten snockered. He turned to his grandfather and asked,
¿Y qué pasó, Grandpa? Did the people really think the nuns had gotten all drunk?
Pues te diré, replied his grandfather. Las hermanas reported the beer cans to the local police department. Oh, vinieron a investigar, and they just couldn't figure out lo que había pasado. So they just cleaned up toda la basura, and us guys were escondidos across the street watching from las jaritas and laughing our foolish cabezas off. We thought that we'd try it again the following noche.
Pero, Grandpa, said Canutito thoughtfully, where were you going to get more jarros de cerveza if you had already picked them all up on the previous night?
That was exactly the problema for us, he said, smiling at the thought. Esa noche, we went and we picked up all the old bottles of Toque whiskey, Santa Lucia wine, Ripple, y wild turkey in Southern Comfort that we could find. Some of them tenían a little alcohol left in them, and so we got some on our clothes. We sneaked pa' atrás to the El Convento, trying to be as quiet as la noche antes. Pero glass bottles are harder to dispose of que los jarros de cerveza. They make a lot more ruido. My friend Porocoro stupidly dropped una de las botellas and, bam, it shattered right in front of El Convento. I guess que los chotas y las hermanas had been planning a stakeout porque they came pouring out of El Convento and they grabbed us. I tried to protest que no éramos nosotros los culprits, pero the alcohol that had spilled on us told una historia diferente.
Grandpa, exclaimed Canutito at the thought that the police had arrested him.
¿Qué pasó? Did they take you anywhere? Oh, you better believe it, mijo,
Grandpa Caralampio replied.
Nos marcharon straight to the jail by the courthouse on the plaza. Nos hicieron fingerprint and they called our padres. But of course, in those days, it took a little longer, porque no habían telefones. My amigo Procoro was crying and all up and now, sure that thing would send us to La Pinta.
Where was the penitentiary in those days, Grandpa? Asked the little boy, in between heavy breaths.
La Pinta was in Santa Fe, pero he didn't need to have worried so much. We were minors y las hermanas really didn't want to press charges. It would have been, unchristian of them. Pero sí nos hicieron scold real badly, and they made us clean up toda la porquería.
What did your papa do when you got home, Grandpa? Asked Canutito.
Pues, ¿qué piensas, mijo? Asked his grandpa.
me dio una friega pero bien dada. And after he had punished me, he made me become un monacía, an altar boy, me, so that I could learn how to be holy y no andar doing cochinadas no more.
Boy, Grandpa, said Canutito, if the viejitos de más antes were so estrictos with you, and you still behave that way, can you imagine what might have happened if they hadn't been?
And so until next time, this is Larry Torres saying, bueno, bye, for Adlo Stiff Spanglish.